耶稣圣名证道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak a sermon.
靠着圣灵的帮助。
By the help of the Holy Spirit.
我们继续从天上来的声音。
We continue on the topic, the voices from heaven.
从昨天我们就听到了从天上来的第一个声音。
From yesterday night's sermon, we have started from the first voice from heaven.
第一个声音就是主耶稣他要将以后必成的事来告诉我们。
This first voice from heaven is the voice of Jesus telling us about the things which must take place after this.
以后必要成的事是什么事呢？
What are these things which must take place?
当然就是指世界末日的事。
It refers to the things that will happen in the end time.
那世界末日的事其中最重要的就是有关真耶稣教会的事。
One of the most important matters is the matters of the true Jesus Church.
因为到末后的时候，神最看重的，圣灵最重要的工作就是真耶稣教会。
Because the only matter that the Lord Jesus esteems highly is the true Jesus Church.
那么我们每个信徒都要明白知道这件事。
Every believer has to understand this matter.
这就是主耶稣为什么要将以后必成的事要告诉我们的目的。
This is also the very purpose why Jesus wants to tell us about these things which must take place.
早上我们又听到了第二个声音。
This morning we heard a second voice.
啊，从天上来的声音是叫做七雷所发的声音。
This voice is from heaven, which is the sound of the seven thunders.
一个雷声已经够可怕了，七个雷一起发出，那是非常非常可怕的。
A single thunder is already fearsome enough, but there are seven thunders.
那我们回答了这两个问题。
We have given answers to these questions.
第一，这个七雷的声音是指什么？是谁的声音
？Question number one, what are these seven thunders?
而且讲过过，七雷发过声过后。被交代说不可以写下来。
And then it's also been instructed that these seven thunders not be written down.
为什么不能写下来？
Why can it not be written down?
我们早上都靠着圣灵解答了这两个问题。
And this morning we have already answered these two questions by the help of the Holy Spirit.
也解释了这两个问题。
We also explained on these two questions.
好，那我们现在靠着圣灵的帮助继续来聆听第三个从天上来的声音。
Now, by the help of the Holy Spirit, we continue to listen to the third voice from heaven.
第三个声音就是主耶稣叫我们吃疏解。
The third voice from heaven is Jesus asking us to eat this scroll.
这个疏解是什么？
What is this scroll?
为什么要吃？
Why do we eat this scroll?
那么吃的目的是什么？
What's the purpose of eating this scroll?
然后吃过后那种感觉又是怎样的？
What are the feelings that come with it?
我们来看启示录的第十章。
We turn to Revelation chapter 10.
启示录十章，我们来读第八节到第十一节。
We read verse 8 to verse 11.
来一起读圣经。
We read together.
一二三，我先前从天上所听见的那声音，又吩咐我说：“你去把那踏海踏地之天使手中展开的小书卷取过来。”我就走到天使那里，对他说。请你把小书卷给我。他对我说：“你哪座赤尽了，便叫你独子发苦。然而在你口中要甜如蜜。”我从天子手中把小书卷借过来，赤尽了，在我口中果然甜如蜜。赤了以后，独子觉得发苦了。天使对我说：“你必只做多民、多国、多方、多王，再说一言。”这我们从启示录听到第三次从天上来的声音。
From the book of Revelation, we can hear the third voice from heaven.
这声音就是叫约翰要把小书卷拿过来。赤尽了。
This voice from heaven tells John to take the little book or the scroll and eat it.
不只是赤书卷，要把书卷赤完赤尽。
Not just to eat this little book, but also to finish.
那这个书卷所记录的就是全部以启示录里面的内容。
And this book, a little book or this scroll records of everything.
启示录有啊的内容就是有七个印，封住的七印。
This,
七个印。
Everything that is in the book of Revelation, including the seven seals.
主耶稣把每一个印所记录的内容都一个印一个印的打开来。
And every seal that is recorded will be opened one by one.
这七印就是啊小书简里面所记的所有主耶稣所说的话所起的事。
The seven seals are also what are recorded in this little book, all the words of Jesus Christ that will be revealed.
因为主耶稣所讲的全部都记录在这小书简里。
Everything that Jesus said will be is recorded in this little book.
嗯，那从这里我们看到主耶稣是用踏脚踏海踏地的天使的形象来出现。
Here we can see that the Lord took the form of the angel who stand on the sea and on the earth.
第八节说
，Verse eight，
你去把那踏海踏地天使的手中的书卷拿过来。
And saying that，
称那位天使的时候，称他为踏海踏地的天使。
Addressing this angel as the angel who stands on the earth and on the sea，
这是什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
这是在尊荣主耶稣的啊能力威严。
This is to give glory to the majesty and the glory and the power of God。
说明主耶稣是宇宙的大君王，宇宙的大主宰。
That goes to say that Jesus is the master and the creator of heaven and earth。
脚踏海踏地。
He stands on the sea and on the earth.
所以以弗所书一章二十二节说。
Therefore, Revelation chapter 1 verse 22 says.
不是 Revelation, Ephesians.
Oh, sorry, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 22 says.
说万有都伏在主耶稣的脚下，万有就是所造的一切一切。
That everything, all things are under His feet.
嗯，天上、地上、地底下，无不屈服在主耶稣的脚下。
All that is in heaven or under the earth, nothing that's not under His feet.
这里要表达的就是这个意思。
And this is to depict this message.
叫做踏海踏地的天使。
The angel who stands in the sea and on earth.
但是今天世人怎么样来对待主耶稣呢？
But how do people treat Jesus today?
不只是哦，外面不信的人轻视主耶稣。
Not only do the people outside despise Jesus.
我们信主的人，神的儿女，也有人在轻视耶稣，看不起主耶稣。
Even the believers inside also look down on Jesus.
但是他一整天来祷告，来求主祝福他。
However, they still come to church to pray and ask God to bless.
啊，自己哦，轻视主，藐视主。
But they themselves are the ones who despise Jesus.
也轻视主耶稣的教。主耶稣的羔羊的妻子，轻视主的妻子。
Look lightly on the bride of God, which is the church.
有时甚至是批评他，毁谤他。
At other times, also criticize her.
但这里给我们这个很重要的介绍。
But here it gives a very important introduction.
我觉得不是介绍，是重要的提醒警告。
Not just an introduction, but a very stern warning.
叫我们吃这个书卷的耶稣是怎样的耶稣？
Who is this Jesus that we are asked to eat of this scroll?
是叫做踏海踏地的耶稣啊。
The Lord Jesus who stands on the sea and on the earth.
我们现在进入来看这个大力天使是谁。
So let's enter into this angel. Who is this angel?
回到十章的第一节。
We look at chapter 10 verse 1.
然后这个第二节。
And verse 2.
这是描述荣耀的基督。
This describes the glorious Christ.
他的权柄。
And his authority.
他的荣耀。
And his glory.
一二三。我又看见另有一位大力的天使从天降下，披作云彩，头上有红，脸像日头，两脚像火柱。他手里拿着小书简，是展开的。他右脚踏海，左脚踏地。好，第三节，大声呼喊。好像狮子吼叫，呼喊完了就有气雷发生。好，还没有讲赐小书简之前，我们要来解释，来认识这位踏海踏地的天使。
Before we talk about eating or this little book or this scroll, let's introduce this mighty angel.
其实启示录常常说一个有能力的天使，有大力的天使，就是指主耶稣基督。
And actually, whenever the book of Revelation talks about the mighty angel, it refers to Jesus Christ.
这里说耶稣是大力的天使，大力是说明他的能力无与伦比。 天下无敌啊，天上地下再没有比耶稣大的能力。
It is addressed here that he is the mighty angel who is incomparable and he is the greatest and also the strongest.
那么主耶稣自己也见证他自己是有能力的，是能力的仁子。
Jesus himself also testified that he is the mighty one.
主耶稣什么时候自己这样介绍过自己？
When did Jesus introduce himself as the mighty one?
我们看马太福音书24章。
Return to Matthew chapter 24.
马太福音书24章，我们读30节。
Matthew 24 verse 30.
主耶稣自己介绍自己，那时他是个怎样的人子，怎样的出现哦。
Jesus introduced himself as a son of man.
第二三，那时人子的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭。注意哦，他们要看见人子怎么样，有能力。有大荣耀，驾坐天上的云降临。所以说他在临的时候，地上的万族都要哭，都要看到他是充满能力的耶稣。
Jesus、
充满荣耀能力的耶稣。
At his second coming, all tribes on earth will be mourning, will be crying.
而且这个荣耀是大荣耀，很非常大的荣耀来，带着荣耀来。
As the Son of Man who comes with great power and great glory.
到启示录就称他为大力的天使，原来就是指耶稣。
The Book of Revelation is described him as the mighty angel.
我们的耶稣不是没有能力的，知道吗？
Our Jesus is not one without strength.
他是大有能力的耶稣。
Instead, he is the mighty one.
所以你为什么不求他呢？
Why do you not pray to him?
你为什么信他不过呢？
Why do you not trust him?
难道主的能力还不能够制服魔鬼吗？不能够解决你的个人的小问题吗？
Is the power of Jesus not enough to solve your problems?
你的问题在耶稣的眼里，在耶稣手里，在他的权柄里，那算什么东西啊？那根本不是算什么问题啊。
What are your problems in the great hand of God, in the great power of Jesus?
但我们时常甘愿信专家，甘愿信这个信那个，就不相信主耶稣。
But very often we only trust the experts and the professionals, but not Jesus.
这里是介绍他的能力。
This introduces his power.
这里突然间说这个大力天使呢是从天降下的，看到吗？
It describes here that the mighty angel is coming down from heaven.
其实主耶稣不是已经来过了吗？
Hadn't Jesus come down already?
他已经来过了，2000多年前已经降生在马槽了。
Jesus already came in the manger 2000 years ago.
那是他来的时候是卑微的，是一个仆人，后来死在十字架上。
That time when he came in the form of a humble servant who died on a cross.
被人家骂，被人家打，被人家批评，被人家赶的耶稣。
He was berated, mocked at, and he was slandered. He was chased away.
连他家里的兄弟姐妹、兄弟们都轻视他，不信他。
Even his own siblings and his family had looked down on him.
他回到自己的家乡，家乡的人都不接受他，赶他走，甚至要他死。
As he returned to his own hometown, none of them accepted him, and they wanted him to die.
那是第一次降临的耶稣。
That was the Jesus who first came to.
当这里介绍说他是从天降下的，那是指第二次他要再来。
Who is the one that is introduced here? The one mighty one coming down.
因为他第二次再来的时候，就不是那个生在马槽的耶稣，不是那个卑微的耶稣了。
At his second coming, Jesus is no longer the humble and the despised one.
刚才耶稣自己介绍，他是带着能力、大荣耀降临的耶稣了。
As Jesus also already introduced, he is one with great power and glory.
这是第二个介绍，主耶稣第二次从天降临，你要注意哦。
That's the second introduction of Jesus in his second coming.
第三个介绍
，the third introduction.
这个天使呢是披着云彩的。
This is the angel clothed with a cloud.
云彩在圣经里面都是只是预表神的荣耀，耶稣的荣耀。
Being clothed with a cloud, it prefigures the glory of Christ.
所以他升天的时候复活，驾坐云上去；他再临的时候也要驾坐云再来。那是带着荣耀上去，也带着荣耀再来。
After resurrection, he ascended to heaven in clouds, and he would also come again in clouds.
那你看旧约的那个会幕的时候，会幕做好的时候。会幕整个会幕充满着云彩，充满着神的荣耀。
In the Old Testament, as the tabernacle or the tent of meeting was built, it was full of clouds.
那么那些百姓以色列民都跟着云彩走的，云彩停他就停，云彩一走他们就走动。
The same way the people of Israel also followed these clouds as the clouds.
云彩在带领着他们那个选民在走旷野路的。
This pillar of cloud was what directed the way.
神用他的荣耀覆庇着他们，神用他的荣耀带领着以色列民。
God had covered them with, with his glory.
这个是主耶稣的第三个见证。
That's the third testimony from Jesus.
身披着整个云彩。
That he is clothed with a cloud.
再来第四个介绍是什么呢?
What's the fourth introduction about?
他头上有红啊。
There was a rainbow on his head.
那在红的意思是什么，知道吗?
What does rainbow mean?
就说明主耶稣是信实、施慈爱的主。
It goes to describe Jesus as one who keeps his covenant.
你还记得那个挪亚洪水过后，那个彩虹出现的事情吗？
Do you remember about the rainbow that had come out after the great flood?
原来现在我们看到的彩虹是神跟我们人类，包括跟自然界、跟动物所立的约。
The rainbows that we see today is the very covenant that God has set between man.
那个约就是神承诺不要再用洪水来毁灭地上的活物，包括那些。 包括人类，包括动物。
It's the same covenant that God, where God promised he would not destroy the world and Mother Nature with the great flood.
不再毁灭，那就是慈爱跟救赎嘛。
And no longer to destroy with the great flood.
里面充满着神的怜悯跟恩典。
It's by His mercy and His compassion.
所以头上有红，就说明了神是守约施慈爱的神。
A rainbow on His head means to say Jesus was one who keeps His covenant.
因为他跟我们立过约，也承诺过。
Because he has already established his covenant with us, and he promised not to destroy us this way.
好，这是主耶稣的第四个见证。This
is the fourth testimony of Jesus Christ.
第五个见证是什么？
What's the fifth?
他的脸面好像日头。His
face was like the sun.
主耶稣的面像太阳，像日光这样。The
face of Jesus is like the sun.
整个脸都是充满着光啊，你看不到他。Full
of radiance and light.
因为太圣洁了。
He is very, he is most holy.
我们教会曾经发生临界100天战争的大神迹。
The Church of Jesus Church had once had this great miraculous sign of a spiritual battle.
那个富贵的那个曾经的姐妹啊。 就是看到主耶稣在教会出现。
And the church sister who was possessed by a demon, she saw the appearance of Jesus in the church.
我说曾经的姐妹现在已经不再来教会了。
I called her who was once a church sister.
她得到这么大的恩典，这么大的神迹。 She
had received such a great miraculous sign.
她还离开主，离开教会。
And yet she still departed from.
那她的罪就更重了。
Her sin is great.
她当时看到主耶稣在火焰教会的讲台后面。 整个墙壁都是有火出现。
She witnessed with her eyes that the whole pulpit had been
那个火是很大的火，不是小小的火，很大的火。
With great fire.
整个墙壁整片都是火。
The whole piece of wall had fire.
怎么会这样子呢？
Why had what was happening?
他就看到主耶稣从火焰中出来。
She saw Jesus coming out of the flame.
主耶稣整身啊，从头到脚都是圣洁荣耀。
And Jesus was full of glory.
然后他见证耶稣的脸看不到的，为什么？我问他为什么，他说整个脸都是光来的，你根本看不到他的脸。
And she also testified that she couldn't see the face of Jesus because it was full of light.
就像这里说的，面目啊，脸面像日头啊。
Just as it's written here, Jesus' face was like the sun.
那其实主耶稣在当日在山上变闹的时候，变他的样貌的时候也是这样子。那个给三个使徒看见，有没有？
At the transfiguration of Jesus on the mountain, he also showed the three disciples that his face was changed into the light of the sun.
那是什么意思呢？脸面好像太阳这样，是什么意思呢？
His face was like the sun. What does that mean?
说明主耶稣是非常公义、非常圣洁、非常光明的。
It's to describe his holiness and also his righteousness.
是非常热的，不是冷的，是热的。
It's hot and full of fire.
他对我们是热心的，对教会是热心的，对神的工作是热心的。
He's hot towards us. He is fervent towards us.
所以他的热，他十字架的救赎是热的，非常热心的。
He's also zealous towards the salvation of the cross.
所以你看，当人家污秽神的殿的时候，他的心里像火烧，是很热的， 很烫的。
When anyone defiles the church, his heart will be full of fire.
他说，我的心里为神的殿，心里着急，好像火烧啊，那就是热。 火的热,
and Jesus also said that his heart has been eaten up by the zeal for the temple.
这些都是太阳光的太阳的那种意义，太阳的那种表现。
This is the meaning of the sun.
说明神是公义的。
Describing Jesus, a God as holy,
光明的,
as bright,
是热的,
as hot.
好，那在马拉基书4:2有这样的预言。
In Malachi chapter 4:2,
说主耶稣弥赛亚原来就是那公义的太阳，他就是公义的太阳。
Prophesied that Jesus Christ is that righteous sun.
这是这里哈。 跟我们所做的耶稣的第五个见证。
This is the fifth testimony about Jesus Christ.
第六个见证是什么？
What's the sixth testimony?
注意看，主耶稣两脚像火柱。
The feet of Jesus like pillars of fire.
那是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
两个字脚像火柱，有好像火。火的柱子
His feet like pillars of fire.
如果你对照一章十三节那边也是荣耀的基督的显现
Cross reference this to chapter 1 verse 13 It is the appearance of the glorious Christ
十五节一章十五节
Chapter 1 verse 15
这里说他的脚好像在 炉中泥炼过霞炼过光明的铜他的脚好像被烧过的被炼净过的铜来的
His feet were like the fine brass as it's refined in a furnace
你知道是什么意思吗
Do you understand what it means?
铜在圣经是意表作神的审判、啊、
Brass actually prefigures the judgment of God、
嗯、那主的脚像火柱又像铜那是说明耶稣会按照公义和圣洁来审判
The feet of Jesus is likened to fine brass and also fire It means that Jesus will judge with holiness and righteousness.
如果你在圣经看到像铜，就知道这是指审判了。
The next time you see the word brass in the Bible, it means judgment.
脚啊，我们所走的路、所做的事、所行过的那个路啊。是怎么样的他就按照公义圣洁来审判了
Our feet refers to the roads that we, take, that we have taken and the ways of our lives
那第七个见证是什么
What's the seventh testimony?
这里第二节十章的第二节
Chapter 10 verse 2
他手里拿着小书简
He had a little book in his hand、
哦、而且这个小书简请注意哦是已经展开的是打开了的
Take note that this little book already is open
这是什么意思呢
What does that mean?
手拿展开的小书简第一主耶稣把再临的情形以后必要发生的事包括真耶稣教会要发生的事已经写在圣经上已经记录在启示录
The little book that has been opened in the hands of Jesus it means firstly that everything that shall happen in the end times to the true Jesus church has already been recorded
也已经启示我们也已经告诉他的仆人
Everything has been already revealed to his servants
这叫做主耶稣手上拿着已经展开的书卷打开来了的已经告诉我们了的
This is what it means by Jesus having the little book that is already open
这是个第一个重要的理解
This is the first understanding we must have.
那再来，什么叫做展开的小书简呢
？Secondly, why is this little book open in his hand?
因为到这个第十章的时候，主耶稣已经、哦、把第一印到第七印的七号斋，第一印到第七印的内容已经打开了。
Because
第七印已经打开到几乎一半了。已经一半了。
As we come to the chapters, chapter 10 over here, all the seven seals have been already opened, and at the seventh seal, half of it had already been opened.
如果你有时间看启示录六章，就是开打开书卷的第一印。
If you look at chapter 6, you can see that first seal was opened.
第一印是什么？第二印是什么？第三印是什么？它一直开，一直开，一直开。
The first seal and the second seal and the third seal were opened.
开到第七印是在第八章。
And as the seventh seal was opened, it was in chapter 8.
到第八章的时候有，到第七印的时候有六个，有七个号筒，有没有？
And there were seven trumpets at the seventh seal.
嗯，到第九章的时候吹第六号。已经到第六号筒，第七印的第六号筒了。
But in chapter 9, we have already seen the sixth trumpet of the seventh seal.
我这样讲可能不明白。七号第七印里面有两种灾难。
In the seventh seal, there are two types of calamities.
第一种灾难是七个号筒的灾难，一吹。七个号筒吹七个号筒就七种灾难
The first disaster or the calamity of the first is the seven trumpets
请注意这已经是第七印了已经进入第七印了最后的印了
This is already the last seal, the seventh seal
可是第七印里面还有最后的七个灾难
But even in this last seal, there is also the final disaster
叫做七碗灾神愤怒的七碗灾
It's called the bowl of anger of God
所以约翰看到主耶稣手上拿着展开的书卷的时候是已经展开到第七印的七号了七号斋了但是还没有讲到七碗斋还没有开
when John was already seeing Jesus having this little book open in his hand it was already half of the seventh seal that was been already opened
如果那么从七号斋到七碗斋还剩下一点点时间而已啊
And there was only a little time before the final part of the seventh seal.
因为当吹完第七号一吹完的时候，就进入第七碗斋了。七碗斋就下来了。
Because when the final trumpet of the seventh seal has been blown, then the seven bowls
of wrath.
All of this will happen in an instant.
So we look at chapter
10,
verse 6.
That Jesus revealed that no delay no longer. As the little bowl is opened in God's hands, it's already the half of the seventh seal.
耶稣有没有说没有时间呢?
Did Jesus say there was no time?
来看第六节,
we look at verse 6.
一二三, 只作那创造天和天上之物, 地和地上之物, 海和海中之物, 直活到永永远远的启示说, 不再有时日了, 因为剩下的时日, 就是来给那个气碗灾的, 来给神的愤怒的。
That should be delayed no longer. The rest of the time will be given to the seven bowl of.
就算世上的人还没有死, 可是活着也是生不如死的。
Even those who still remain alive during that time, they will be living in suffering.
因为那段时间你活下来的岁月，活下来的日子是神的愤怒来的。
The remainder of the days for to those who are alive, they will live in the wrath of God.
那这种日子活来做什么呢？
What is the use of living in this age?
你不知道神的愤怒很可怕呀。
And do you not know how fearful is the wrath of God?
你有时间你回家祷告来看那气碗灾是怎样的，你自己看，慢慢看，祷告的看。
When you have time,
吓死你啊！
Pray before you read about the seven bowls.
我做都没有意思，你甘愿死去。
You would rather die.
所以我现在正在解释什么叫做已经展开的书卷，已经打开了的。
I'm trying to explain to you what is this little book that is open.
是从第六章的第一印到第七印的中间，到第九章里面，已经到六章到九章里面的灾难了，已经打开了的。
It contains this seven seals of disasters and calamity from chapter 6 to chapter 9.
传道一直这样强调是什么意思?
Why do I keep stressing to you about this?
没有时间了啦。
There's no more time.
赶快悔改。
Repent.
还没信耶稣的赶快信主。
Make haste to repent and believe in Jesus.
我们还没有圣灵的要迫切求圣灵。
Those who have not received the Holy Spirit, pray hard.
那些对信仰不冷不热的，你赶快悔改热心吧。
Those who are not cold, not hot towards your faith, please.
不要说传道没有警告，没有提醒啊。
Do not say that I have not reminded you.
每天都在滴答阿爸滴答阿爸这样不冷不热，对信仰没有紧张的。
Every day you don't care about your faith, you are 滴答阿爸, and you have a lukewarm faith.
这个是对主耶稣的第七个见证，第七种的介绍。
This is the seventh introduction of Jesus.
我们就到主耶稣的第八种见证。
We enter into the eighth testimony of Jesus.
这里说。 他是右脚踏海，左脚踏地的。
He stated that his right foot was in the sea and left foot was on the earth.
那这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
第一个意思。
The first meaning.
神要制服一切的邪恶的势力，制服一切的魔鬼。
That all evil forces will be subdued.
脚踏海踏地。
His feet in the sea and on the earth.
海跟地都是指我们这个陆地，都是指这个地球这个世界。
Both the sea and the land refers to the world that we dwell in.
那启示录18章说，这个地球这个世界都成为鬼魔的住处，无畏之灵的巢穴，撒旦工作的地方。
Revelation 18 tells us of this world as the world as a nest of the evil one of devil.
简单说，这个就是他的势力范围，他工作的范围，他的窝，他的国。 他的范围的。
Simply put, this world is the territory of the influence of the devil, the devil worship.
但是主耶稣的脚却把他的窝、他的国、他的地盘踏在脚下。
And yet, the Lord Jesus set his foot on this land, on this sea, this territory of influence of the devil.
请看哥林多前书15章。
We look at 1 Corinthians chapter
15. 15章我们来读。 24节到25节
Chapter 15, verse 24 to verse 25.
我正在解释什么叫做脚踏地踏海。
I'm trying to explain to you what does it mean to have his foot set on the sea and have his foot set on the land.
第二三, 在后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神。为什么？因为基督必要做王，等神把一切仇敌怎么样，都放在他的脚下。 把一切的仇敌都欠他在主耶稣的脚下。
God will put,
这叫做踏海踏地。
God will put all enemies under the feet of Jesus, where the feet of Jesus will be set on the land and on the sea.
在二十六节
,26.
静默了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。最可怕的就是死，不是魔鬼，是死。
The last most fearful enemy is not the devil, but is death.
因为如果死，我们人就没有办法战胜死亡，就没有办法复活，也没有办法进入永恒的天国。
Death is the obstacle to which that prevents us from entering eternal life.
主耶稣也把死践踏在脚下了。
And the Lord Jesus also trampled under his feet death.
27节
27.
所以经上说神叫万物都伏在他的脚下都被主耶稣制服了胜过了
As the scripture say that he has put all things under the feet of Jesus.
所以我们的主真的是大有权柄大有能力的主来的
Our Lord is one who is full of power and might.
这个主却这么多人轻视他看不起
So many people look down on Jesus.
那脚踏海踏地的有第二个层面的意思。
There's also another level of a message from this a foot in the sea.
第一个意思除了制服一切的撒旦。
Other than subduing all evil.
第二个意思是说主耶稣要再来得回这个全地。
Secondly, also Jesus will come again to take over all land.
我们看这个启示录十一章的十五节。
We take Revelation chapter 11.
当他再来的时候，就把这个全地都得回来了。
When Jesus comes again, all land will be given back to him.
不再属魔鬼了。
No longer does it belong to the devil.
请看十一章十五节。
Look at chapter 11, verse 15.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：世上的国成了我主和主基督的国。他要做王，直到永永远远。魔鬼的国没有了，消失了。
The reign of the devil,
没有了。
The kingdom of the devil is gone.
主耶稣把世界的国，四个世界，地跟海夺回来了。
And all kingdoms, all sea and all land have been taken back.
这本来就是主耶稣的，就是主耶稣的呀。
All of this were.
因为这个世界、这个地球、这个海都是神在创造，耶稣创造的呀。
All of this belonged to Jesus in the beginning.
只因为我们人犯罪，跟魔鬼做一样抵挡神的事。所以这个世界暂时交给了魔鬼，让他控制了，被他控制了。
Man have fallen into sin and resisted God together with the devil, that the world was given over to the devil.
所以你能够对脚踏海踏地这件事情的理解吗？你现在明白了吗
？So now do you understand setting his feet on the sea and on the land?
感谢神
，Thank the Lord。
让我们简单的这两节圣经。对耶稣有这么多的介绍，这么多的认识。
We are able to have such deep understanding about Jesus from this simple phrase.
我们进入到第九个主耶稣的见证。
We enter into the ninth testimony about Jesus.
第九个见证是什么呢
？What is this ninth testimony?
十章第三节。
Chapter 10, verse 3.
这里说主耶稣他在大声的呼喊。
Jesus
不是讲话哦，是呼喊哦。
Jesus here cried with a loud voice.
那他呼喊像什么呢
？Like what?
他的呼喊好像狮子在吼叫呀。
As when a lion roars.
哇，那个是多么的威严啊，多么的可怕呀。
How majestic is this?
你听过狮子在吼叫吗
？Have you heard the roar of lion?
狮子吼叫是很显出它的威猛，它的可怕，它的力量。
Very powerful,
它的威猛
and very strong, very mighty.
那些动物听到狮子的吼叫声都会怕。
All other animals will be afraid when they hear the lion roar.
听说那些在树上的猴子听到狮子在大声吼叫，发抖到从树上会掉下来的呀。
I heard that some monkeys hearing the roar of the lion might even fall from a tree.
狮子不随便吼叫，它一叫就是很可怕。
The lion does not simply roar. When it roars mightily.
那么阿摩斯书三章有介绍狮子吼叫的两种情形。
Amos chapter 3 introduces the two scenarios of why the lion would roar.
它为什么会吼叫
？Why would the lion roar？
请看阿摩斯书第三章。
Return to Amos chapter 3.
来看这里是怎么讲的。
How is it described here？
阿摩斯书第三章。
Amos chapter 3.
我们来读第四节。
Verse 4.
一二三，狮子若非抓事。岂能在林中咆哮呢？少壮狮子若无所得，岂能从洞中发声呢？这里说狮子饿的时候，它要吞噬的时候， 他就在森林中吼叫了，有没有？
It tells us that the lion only roars when it is hungry. It will roar in the forest.
表示他有需要了，他就开始吼叫了。
There's a need for the lion to roar.
那当然是可怕的。
It is fearful.
那第二种情形。
Secondly,
少壮狮子，强壮的狮子，如果他没有得到，他岂能从洞中化身呢？意思说，他得胜了，他得到他所要的，他也在吼叫，叫做得胜的吼叫。
When a young lion has caught something and he is victorious, he would roar a roar of victory.
他一吼叫呢，其他的动物都知道呢，他已经得胜了，他已经得到他想要的。
As this lion roars, and other animals would know that he has prevailed, he has won.
第一个吼叫是他还没有得到的，他在寻找。
The first roar was because he was still looking for the prey.
得胜了也在吼叫。
But even the second roar was about.
你不要开玩笑。
Was a victory.
大家都听到狮子的吼叫，都开始敬畏，都开始害怕。
Who hears the roar of the lion, we fear.
这里说主耶稣他在喊叫的时候，像狮子在喊叫啊，不是讲到斯斯文文啊，不是讲到说温温和和啊，不再是这样讲道理啊。
The voice of Jesus at this point in time is one that sounds like a lion's roar. It is not a gentle voice.
所以传道今天这样讲道理是小儿科，根本算不了什么了啦。
So today the way preacher speaks is very gentle already.
在旧约圣经先知有一句话说，那些守望者是如狮子吼叫的守望者。
And in the Old Testament, it is also written that the guardians also roar like lions.
说明神的仆人、神的先知守住神的国、守住那些百姓的灵魂的，他们守神的殿、守住灵魂的时候，他们是用吼叫的。
That's to say, that,
如狮子吼叫的那些先知。
The guardians and the watchmen of the kingdom of God, they also keep the kingdom safe like a lion.
他们发出的声音让信徒百姓都害怕，都起了敬畏神的心。
They will make the roar of the lions that strike fear in the heart of the citizens.
你看先知书，他们在传达神信息，有斯斯文文的吗？有小小声讲话的吗？谁理他呀？
You look at the Bible, look at the prophets, how they talk, they will not talk gently.
小小声讲话，那些正在睡熟了的信徒，他怎么会醒过来呢？他听得到吗？
If the prophets talk very softly and very gently, can anyone wake up?
当然，你开始信主的时候，主耶稣不是这样跟你讲话的，传道也不会这样跟你讲道的。
Of course, when you first believe in Christ, the preachers will not speak to you with stern voice.
但今天真耶稣教会已经一百多年了，你听了几十年了。
But today, True Jesus Church is already past 100 years old.
你还要在那边吃奶奶吗？啊，吃奶奶啊，吃啊，这喂他啊，乖乖啊，你还要那个是 baby 来的啦。
Are you still like a baby feeding on milk?
如果大人已经长到了十多、二十几岁、三十岁了，吃饭呢，慢慢吃啊，不要流出来啊。我的天哪，如果这样用这种动作去喂他，你累到死。
If you're already in your 20s, in your 30s, and you still need someone to babysit you and feeding you milk.
如果他们长大了还像 baby 这样，是要用吼叫的，狮子在吼叫，吃。
When you are grown up,
不要讲那么多。
When you're grown up, you have to be roared at.
你吃你就吃。
By a lion, the lion will instruct you to eat.
不是这样子吗？
Isn't it so?
那是父亲的威严。
That's also the majesty of the Father.
那是要你顺服，这样讲就是要你顺服，不要再骄傲。
You have to show your obedience and not be proud.
不要吃啊，我怎样啊，我有人权啊，我有自由啊，你不要再讲这种。
And you should not rebel against this and you say that I have human rights.
你要就顺服，你就听话。
And you have to only obey.
这就是如狮吼叫的声音。
This is the voice, the roar of the lion.
因为这事已经到末期了，耶稣要来了。
Because we're entering into the final time.
都已经开到第七印的中间了。
The last seal, the middle of the last seal.
主耶稣心里紧张啊，如火烧，信徒的信仰这样子不会长大，主耶稣心里很紧张。
And Jesus must be finding it very urgent and
主耶稣心里很紧张，难道神的仆人不紧张吗？
Is the heart of Jesus not burning with zeal?
那些讲道的那些传道人心里不紧张吗？
Are the preachers not burning with zeal?
如果他们这时候还是不紧张的，
If we are not burning with zeal,
我怀疑他是不是真正的爱你们的灵魂。
I doubt whether they actually love your soul.
这样也没关系的，这样也没关系的。
They will think it is okay.
反正我不要得罪人。
Whatever you do is okay. I don't want to offend you.
你这样是救他吗？
Are you trying to save him?
你叫做是爱教会、爱信徒的灵魂吗？
This is what you call loving the church and loving the souls of people.
好，我们再继续进入到最后一个介绍。
We enter into the last introduction.
第十个见证。
The tenth testimony.
好，这里说，当狮子吼叫完过后，
When Jesus was like the lion roaring,
就有气雷发声,
the seven thunders came.
气雷发声就是神的声音,
the seven thunders are the voice of God.
来配合主耶稣像狮子吼叫的声音,
complimented.
气雷配合狮子的吼叫,
the seven thunders complemented the roar of Jesus.
你想这个情形是多威严多可怕?
Can you imagine how magnificent this is?
怪不得启示录说, 将来那些听到神的声音的, 神发怒的声音连君王到乞丐都害怕在那边发抖君王也在发抖
It is no wonder it is described in this book that when the voice of God comes then the, even the kings and the peasants will all be gripped with fear
气雷发神的声音我们早上用一节讲了很多了
We have already talked about this morning
好那个这个就是在没有吃书简之前传道先介绍来见证这位大力天使是谁
Here I am testifying to you, who is this mighty angel before we talk about eating this scroll?
圣经却用短短的两节见证了这个大力天使的十种见证,十种圣洁威严。
The Bible used these two short verses to testify the majesty, the magnificence of this mighty angel.
我们进入了主耶稣叫我吃这个书简。
We now enter into the Lord Jesus asked me to eat this scroll.
好,那这个书简要从哪里得到呢?
Where do we gain this scroll or this little book?
这个书简就在那个 那个主耶稣的手上,踏海踏地的天使的手上
The little book was in the hand of the Lord Jesus whose feet were on the sea and on the land
好,所以你要得到书简呢,你必须要去跟主耶稣拿
If you want to gain this little book, you have to go to Jesus
第八节啊,
Verse 8
你去,有声音吩咐我说,你去把那个天使手中展开的书简拿过来 你要得到这个书简神的话 神的话,神的启示,你要得到这些,你要到主耶稣那边去拿。
Verse 8 tells us, the voice from heaven tells me, go and take that little book, which you want to take, you have to take it from Jesus.
不是主耶稣来拿给你,
not Jesus taking to you.
你自己圣经说,吩咐说,你自己到耶稣的面前,到那个天使的面前拿呀。
There is a command from heaven that you go to the angel and take it.
神的话在哪里?
Where is the voice?
在耶稣里面。
The words of God.
神的旨意在哪里?
Where is the will of God?
在耶稣里面。
The will of Jesus.
神的计划在哪里?
Where is the plan of God?
在耶稣里面。
The plan of God is in Jesus.
全部都在耶稣身上。
Everything is in Jesus.
你要到耶稣的面前去拿,像耶稣要,像耶稣拿。
You need to go to Jesus and take it.
不是坐在那边,只是一整天听,听了几十年,一直整天听。 你自己也要去拿。
You cannot just be seated here listening to sermons all these years.
那神的计划,神的旨意,神的工作
You have to step up and go over to Jesus and take
表示你渴慕,表示你亲近主,你喜欢神的话
To show your longing that you thirst to
我都没有想要,我为什么要去跟耶稣拿
I don't want anything, I don't want to take Jesus
我也不想知道,我为什么要去跟耶稣拿
I don't want to know anything, why do I need to go
这个就是我们今天的信仰状态
That's our state of faith today
只坐在那边听
We just sit here and listen
如果听,用心听还没关系
If you listen with your heart, it's good
有时听是在那边
But you only listen. You only listen without knowing anything.
Oh, I 听过了.
I heard about it.
然后就很轻视, 共, I 听过了,
but I don't care.
好像自己很懂很多.
It's as though I know so much.
今天的信仰听到不是这样子吗?
Isn't it what's happening to your faith?
除了从传道讲道的人身上, 好, 听到神的话, 你自己也要去到主的面前去拿, 去领取神的话。
Aside from listening to the God's words from the sermons, you yourself have to take a step forward to receive the little book.
然后呢，拿了怎么样？拿在手上拿怎么样？拿到了那怎么样
？After you gain this little book,
拿到过后，主耶稣说：“啊，你啊，他对我说，你拿着赐进了，拿到主耶稣的这个书了，圣经呐，你把它吃吧。”
That after you have taken hold of this little book, you eat it.
而且注意哦，不是吃一点点，我有吃啊，我吃了第两三章了。
And not just to eat a little bit or the first few chapters.
我吃都一半，我吃了整半了，圣经整半我吃掉了。
Or not just to eat half of the book.
不是，主耶稣不是这样交代我们的。
Not just that.
主耶稣叫我们把它吃，而且要吃尽、吃完、吃到干干净净。
Jesus here commands us to eat the whole book.
Yeah. 这是什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
今天我们很多研究圣经的人,或者看圣经的人,
Bible scholars have this.
就看到一节圣经,一个小,一段小字。
that deduce from this one sentence, just from one word that will expand to a big thesis.
就是这一段这一节。
From one short of verse,
你只是吃那一段那一节而已。
You're only eating one short sentence.
你没有吃完啊，没有吃进去。
The whole chapter.
你就在那边发表伪论了。
But you're already talking like a pro.
结果引起许多不必要的纷争跟对抗。
And
因为解释不通啊，人家反对，人家不同意啊，就在那边吵呀。
And therefore, you give rise to a lot of conflicts, a lot of argument.
所以我们赐神的话哦，明白说要把它赐尽。把它看完整片，整个上下完全上下左右全部看完它。
When we eat,
我是知道它这张前面后面所有整个体制，整个话语中的中心点在哪里。
When we eat the word of God, we have to eat it whole. The whole Bible, the whole understanding of the whole gospel has to be eaten.
当我们不断强调只有那个字的时候，那你就是吃了那一点点东西，一点点而已。
But when you only want to stress on one little word in the whole sentence,
你没有把整段吃完吃尽。
You did not eat the book whole.
哦，这个就是为什么。哦、不只是要吃，要把它吃尽的意思。
This is what it means.
你会误会主的意思。
By eating the book whole.
嗯，再来。你吃过后呢？
Next,
这个书卷就是神的话，就是我们今天的圣经了、
啊。This little book that you eat refers to the word of God.
你把这个圣经书卷吃完过后，你的反会有什么反应呢？
After you eat it, what would you feel?
主耶稣事先告诉我们。
Jesus tells us first.
他说你吃的时候是很甜的，
When you eat it, you will find it sweet.
可是下到你的肚子里面的时候呢，你觉得很苦的。
But when your stomach will find it bitter.
怎么吃神的话？啊、读圣经会变成这样的感觉呢
？How is it that you eat the word of God and you feel this bitter stomach？
那么约翰吃了过后，真的感觉是这样，口中很甜，但是过后呢，肚子觉得很苦啊。
John ate this word of God and he feels it. He finds it sweet in the mouth, but bitter in the stomach.
原来这是我们信徒对神的话吃过后的。有这种的反应呢
？This is also the reaction that we all believers would have.
有这两种反应。
These two reactions.
我们听到你。
We hear the word of God.
听到的爱。
We hear the love.
哇，整个人都舒服。
We find it very sweet.
哦，神就好，神的爱不改变的。
The love of God doesn't change.
神又原谅我们。
God forgives us.
神又赦免我们。
God redeems us.
神又祝福我们。
God blesses us.
你动起来，你听起来不是甜甜的吗？甜到心里去吗
？You hear this sermon, you find it very sweet.
又说神要来带我们回去。
And God will come and receive.
又要给我们奖赏天国的荣耀。
God will give us the reward of heaven.
又要应许这个，应许那个，给这个，给那个。
God gives us a lot of promise.
甜蜜好爽。
Isn't it all good?
甜蜜好甜。
So pleasant.
当然甜甜蜜蜜了。
It's sweet and pleasant.
我们听起来感觉到，咦，真的是这样子，因为都是恩典，都是爱，
really,
都是祝福。
You hear about God's word in about all His grace. This is all.
我们听到少要结出圣灵的果子。
And we want to build, we want to grow the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
要忍耐。
To have patience.
要有爱心。
To have love.
要原谅别人。
To forgive.
啊，要这个要那个。
To have this and that.
很好啊。
It is all good.
这些都是善良，都是美事，美善的事啊。
All is a good and kind thing.
哇，感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
神的道理这么美啊。
The word of God is
so wonderful. 这么善良。
It's so kind.
甜没甜甜
？Isn't it all sweet?
那叫你行出来的时候呢
？But when you put it in practice,
你现在已经吃进去了。
Now you have eaten it.
现在把你要行出来，神的话要消化嘛？要在肚子里面消化的时候，要把它行出来的时候，是一波了。
But when you have to digest the word of God, it is not so sweet anymore.
这么难做的。
It is so hard to practice God's word.
说要原谅别人。
You want to forgive others?
原来这么困难。
It is so hard to forgive.
哇，说要爱主，
you want to
要报答主，
you want to repay God's grace?
原来是不容易的呀。
It is not easy.
因为我有很多东西我舍不得放弃的呀。
Many things I don't want to let go.
可是主耶稣要我行出来。
But Jesus wants me to let go.
哎呦，我很痛苦，我很挣扎，我很。
I have to struggle a lot.
怎么修啊？怎么修啊？
纠结。
我很纠结。
I struggle so much.
有一个事情发生这样。
Something happened like this.
在圣餐里，我们不是讲耶稣的爱吗？
During the Holy Communion sermon, we
大家都被耶稣的爱感动，也有人流泪了。
And some people were shedding tears.
圣餐过后，刚刚结束。
After the Holy Communion finished,
厨房就准备晚餐给大家吃嘛，因为单身过后都是五点了嘛，几乎五点了嘛。
And we have some food served in the kitchen.
那么教会有爱心，就叫大家吃完饭才回家，回家不用再煮饭。
And out of love, the church invites everybody to have dinner.
在饭厅有一个信徒就在那边发牢骚，在那边乱讲话。
But there was someone who were complaining during the dinner.
那态度很嚣张，很骄傲。
And he was very proud, very arrogant.
其中一个信徒就跟他说：“兄弟。”讲话不要这么大声。
Another member told him, "Brother, please do not talk like that."
这是教会。
This is a church.
小声一点，谦卑一点。
Please talk softly.
哇，他听着就火了。
Be humble.
你要管我啊？
He was angry. Why do you care?
就骂他。
Who are you?
又讲他的太太、他的孩子什么什么，哇，乱七八糟讲出来。
He started to scold him and talk about his family.
人家只是叫你安静一点，谦卑一点。
All this brother did was asking to be quiet.
这个信徒噼里啪啦的，人家祖宗十八代全部都在骂。
But this angry believer was complaining everything.
刚刚吃圣餐。
You only had your Holy Communion.
耶稣的爱在哪里？
Where is the love of Christ?
耶稣的饶恕谦卑在哪里？
Where is the forgiveness of Christ?
这个弟兄听到这样子很火，想要大骂他了。
This angry believer.
结果他刚刚听到耶稣的饶恕，耶稣的爱，耶稣的饶恕，耶稣的赦免。
He just heard about the forgiveness of God.
他把那个怒气硬硬的吞下去。
And then this other member, he was getting angry.
他跟我说，
he swallowed his anger.
那个吞下去很难吞啊，传道，哎，去辛苦吞落去啊，哎，忍耐，硬硬吞呢。
This member, 请问
你要行出爱心的时候，你要行出忍耐的时候，你要行出原谅他，是不是很困难？
This other
这个时候真的很困难。
Was telling me that he was so angry with this particular brother, but he had to swallow his anger because he heard the sermon about forgiveness.
你刚才不是说听了道理很感动吗？很好吗？很甜吗
？Didn't you find the sermon so sweet and so pleasant?
现在要你行出来的时候，原来这么苦的。
But now you have to act it out. It is so bitter.
所以我们不要单单听到。
Therefore, don't just listen.
听到都很美丽的，都很安慰的，
It is easy to listen. It is sweet to listen.
行道，
but you have to put it into practice.
那是很苦的。
It is hard.
但是你还是要行出。
It is bitter, but you have to put it into action.
因为那个才是真实的信仰，真实的道理。
Only then your faith is a true one.
听了要消化，要行出。
You hear God's word, you have to digest it and then put it in action.
另一个弟兄当时就不是这样哦。另外第三个信徒。
There was another believer, the third one.
他看到这个乱七八糟的这个信徒这样骄傲，他很生气。
This brother saw this and he was angry.
他拿着饭碗，拿着有饭的哦。
He had a bowl, a rice bowl.
盖他的脸，他的脸，进去吃饭，这样。
And slapped the rice bowl on the face of this brother who was complaining a lot.
这种动作也太过了吧。
That was very excessive.
那你是在找架打架呀？
He was looking for a fight.
结果真的打架了。
They really ended up in a fight.
两个都是血气。
And both of them were fleshly.
我讲的都是真实的事。
This is a real case.
我不会把这个事情掩盖起来。
I'm not trying to cover this.
我们真教会很好，我们真教会都很属灵，我们真教会都很有爱心，不用讲这些。
I will not say that the Christian church is all kind, it's all wonderful.
如果真的有这些，我们会荣耀神。
But when we are really spiritual, we give glory to God.
但是我们没有软弱吗？我们没有做错的，我们没有这些丑陋的事吗
？But don't we also have our ugly sides?
这些都是丑陋的事啊。
All these are our ugly sides.
那我今天为什么这样讲呢
？Why do I say this?
这个就是吃的时候很甜，神的话。
God's word, it is sweet.
要把神的话行出来，真的很难。
But when you have digested and put it in action,
但是不是不可以
？It is bitter. It is not impossible.
不是不可以，是苦而已。
It is not impossible, but it's bitter.
苦过后是甘甜的。
But after bitterness, it is sweet.
你行出来过后就是甘甜的。
After you are able to act it out, it is sweet.
你就越来越进步，越来越圣洁，越来越荣耀，越来越像耶稣。
Then you improve and improve, and you are closer and closer to be like Jesus.
好，那吃过后呢？
After eating it,
吃过后，这个吃的目的是什么呢
？What's the purpose of eating this kind of book?
我们看第一节
，verse 11。
一二三，天使对我说：“你必只做多民、多国、多方、多王。”再说一言，原来是这个书简的目的，就是要这个约翰再说一言，继续说一言。
The whole purpose of eating up this scroll or this little book is for John to prophesy again.
看到吗？这里有四个多。
There are four.
Four 多。
Four things here. Four aspects here.
Yeah, 一多民。
Four peoples.
多国。
Many nations.
多方
many tongues,
多王
and many kings.
这像这个四个多、哦、去传福音，继续讲神的话语吧。
To prophesy means to preach to this.
把神的话、神的救恩、神的爱、神的圣洁告诉这 这些人吧，多国多民多方的都告诉他们吧。
To preach to the peoples, nations, and many tongues and many kings about the love of God.
但是王会听我们的道理吗
？But do the kings listen to the gospel?
没关系，他听不听是另外一回事。
It doesn't matter whether he listens or not.
我们要把这个恩典带给他们。
But our job is to bring the grace.
每个人，包括最尊贵的国王，到最卑贱的乞丐，他都有这个恩典听神的话。
To all peoples, from the nobles and to the peasants, all of them receive this grace.
他们都有这个权利。有这个权柄，有这个恩典，去得到天国。无论是最高的君王，还是最低的这乞丐。
All of them have the right to receive or to be given this gospel of salvation.
这个是主耶稣交代的。
This is instructed by Jesus.
你吃过后，明白神的道理过后，特别是救恩的道理，你要去向他们传呐。
After you eat of this gospel and this word of salvation,
传不是一种民族啊。
You have to preach not just to one race.
多民多方啊。
You preach to many nations.
不只是中国人啊，还有印度人啊，什么人什么人都要传呐。
Not just to Chinese, not just to Indians, but to all people.
也不只是什么国，马来西亚国还是哪里国。多国的 各国都要去传啊
，Not just to Malaysia, but also to many nations.
啊，吃过后要再说预言，说神的话。
After you eat of God's word, you have to prophesy again.
特别是在传神的警告了。
That's to preach the warning of God.
我们现在在讲道理，就是不断的在说预言，在说神的话。
We are delivering a sermon. We are also prophesying God's word.
这是第三个。从天上来的第三个声音。
This is the third voice from heaven.
啊。主耶稣叫我们把小书卷吃了。
Jesus asks us to eat this little book.
而且要吃完。
And also eat it whole.
吃完过后呢，明白过后呢，你要去传福音。
After eating it, you must be able to understand and preach the gospel.
你至少不能跑到这么远去传，你要对你的家人、周围的人、你的朋友、亲戚、家人来传啊。
If you can't preach afar, you can preach close to you, to your family.
所以还没有打开的书卷是什么呢
？What is this little book that's not open?
就是从十一章到二十二章里面的信息里面的启示。
Chapter 11 to chapter 22 contains the revelation.
这些约翰当时还没有吃的。
This is the book that John has not yet eaten.
还没有打开的。
Has not yet opened.
耶稣叫他吃过后就开始打开了。
But when Jesus
吃把这些还没有打开的吃下去。
Ask him to eat it, and he will open this little book.
所以从第六章的第一开始到二十二章最后，全部都开，全部都把它吃尽。
So from chapter 6 until chapter 22, it will be all the seals of the seven seals being opened.
神的道理非常丰富。
The word of God is indeed abundant.
我们讲了真耶稣教的道理，讲了一百年，还讲到今年还在讲。
And even for hundreds of years in the True Jesus Church history, we are still preaching the same word.
你辛苦五十年的、四十年的、三十年的，你听到你到今天还在听，有没有
？You have become a believer for 50 years, for 30 years, you are still listening to the same gospel.
讲好像讲不完。
But we will never finish.
因为我们一直吃神的话语，一直领受神的话语。
We continue to listen and eat.
然后我们就吃了，就一直供应给信徒啊，一直够传达给信徒。
After we eat God's word, we ought to also produce and preach.
让羊吃得饱，饱足。
When our sheep are fed.
如果牧者自己没有草，没有粮食。
Even when the shepherd has no more food,
他自己不努力去吃神的话
，the shepherd has to work hard to eat God's word.
或者吃一张两张，做做样子，随随便便。
If our shepherd only eat one or two chapters,
他没有足够的灵粮来给信徒吃的。
The shepherd does not have enough spiritual food to feed the sheep.
这是我们传道人牧者的责任跟挑战。
The duty and the responsibility, and also the challenge to all preachers.
信徒一个礼拜才来教会一次。
Our believers only come to church once a week.
大部分是只来安息日一次。
Most of us only come once a week.
所以这一次呢是非常宝贵的。
This one time that you attend the church service.
我们传道的信息要非常足够的给信徒他们今天要什么，他要听到什么，他要得到什么，他吃到了什么。
It's very precious to everyone, and all, and a sermon ought to be very abundant.
我们要认真的讲。
We have to speak.
要认真的准备。
We have to prepare.
要靠着主耶稣祷告，圣灵帮助来讲道。
We have to rely on the Holy Spirit and pray.
主啊，不是在荣耀我自己。
Oh Lord, I do not glorify myself.
没有什么好荣耀的。
I have nothing to be glorified.
虽然羊要信徒得到饱足，得到满足， oh, 得到满满的道理。
All I hope for is that all believers on all
sides, 而且是清清楚楚，听过都清清楚楚
will receive abundant and very rich food.
这样讲道理的啦。
This is how we deliver the sermon.
今天讲道理讲了一大堆，信徒都听不明白。
We speak all kinds of sermons that people don't understand.
信徒问说：“你给你讲嘛该哦，唔啲哦，啰啰嗦嗦，啰啰嗦嗦，唔啲讲嘛该。”
You ask the members, "What do you hear from the sermon? I don't understand."
然后他还自己还觉得很骄傲，我自己也不明白。
And the members say,
我的天哪！
I don't understand anything.
那你不明白的你在讲什么呢？你要信徒听什么呢？你自己都不明白的。
But sometimes speakers themselves also don't understand.
我们今天讲台很软弱，就是这个原因。
Our pulpit today is very weak.
亏欠教会，亏欠信徒也是这个原因。
We fall short of the gospel.
所以你们不要看传道人只是讲一两堂道理哦，就是讲一堂道理，不是这样的。
Don't just see that there's only one sermon to deliver.
有一句话说，台上一分钟，台下十年功，是吗？
There's a saying that 1 minute on the pulpit is 10 years.
你看传道这样讲了，你知道我们准备了多少天多少夜，知道吗？你知道我们下的功夫多深，知道吗？
There's a lot of preparation to.
你知道传道看了多少书，多少参考，知道吗？
And how much do we have to study?
不是看了就可以讲的，知道吗？看了你还要过滤，还要去思想，还要组织。还要表达出来，表达也是一个功课，你是要会表达呀。
Into the word of God and organize it carefully and also express it effectively.
整个过程都是要靠圣灵带。
The whole process has to be guided by the Holy Spirit.
不是说让你讲到怎么样好，不是。
It's not to be the best speaker.
是要叫你清清楚楚把神的意思、神所要的讲出来。神要的是什么？
For you to convey fully the word of God.
今天信徒要听的是什么？
What does the people or the members want to hear?
这就是讲道。
This is delivering the sermon.
这叫做主耶稣说把书卷、圣经、神的话吃完它。
This is what it means by Jesus asking John to eat up the little book whole.
我们改次继续从天上来的第四个声音。
The next time we will talk about the fourth voice from heaven.